I think it's been over 10 years that periodically, about monthly, we've been featuring pairs of matches from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And today is no exception. Cheryl Jones is here too. Hello, Cheryl.
Good morning, Larry.
And how have you been? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Busy as always.
And I know the Mentor 2.0 program is coming up. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But if you're looking for a way to get involved with making a difference in a person's life, this may be a new way for you to do it. And Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh will need mentors, especially with school starting up soon. But let's meet today. We have Kevin along with Antonio. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And let me start with you, Antonio. Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
I'm 15. I go to Northgate, and I play basketball, football, and I run track.
Wow. You're pretty busy sports-wise. So you'll be going into
10th grade.
And I know Northgate pretty well. We were talking off the air briefly. You live in Bellevue. I live in Avalon. And it's kind of a nice size, right? It's relatively small. School, do you walk
yes.
to get there every day?
Some days my mom takes me.
Yeah, it can be a long walk. Who else is in your family?
Just all the Everhorts and the Thomases, the Reeds. And all
that. So you've got a lot of folks.
Yes.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Let's meet Kevin. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Kevin, he's kind of a ringer. I know Kevin. You may know Kevin as a – are you co-owner?
It's a family business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the James Street Gastropub, which has been doing a lot with music lately, which is fantastic.
Yeah, we always have something fun going on for everybody.
And also, I'm sure – here is an interesting example, and actually this is one reason I wanted to bring up the restaurant. If you, I was going to ask you if that was okay, but yeah, I figured it probably is okay.
That is totally fine.
A restaurant owner or manager probably has less time than anybody imaginable. It's a hard job.
Yeah, 60 to 70 hours a week normally.
Yet you've got time to spend with Antonio. Tell me what got you interested in being a big brother.
I've just always been interested in doing anything to help around the community, but working with somebody younger was intriguing to me because I don't know too many people that are 15, actually just Antonio, and it's kind of fun. I probably learned just as much, if not more, than he does about things in the world from hanging out with somebody younger.
Antonio, that puts a lot of pressure on you. You're representing every 15-year-old. how long have you guys been together?
2 years?
Yeah, 2 years this past June.
Yeah.
Wow. What was it? Was he your first match, Antonio?
Yes.
What was it like when you guys first met?
It was just a fun experience. It was cool to meet somebody new.
That's great. What kinds of things do you like to do together?
You want to go first? Or
go for it.
play basketball. We go out to eat, like, after we play basketball. Just go to, like, sometimes we'll go to Kennywood, or we'll just chill out and hang out and talk.
Going to Kennywood. You know, I've interviewed a lot of bigs and littles, a lot of matches, and you're the first person that I can recall that's mentioned Kennywood.
Wow.
Do you have any favorite rides there?
I know he has some rides that he doesn't like.
Yeah, I don't really like heights.
Tell me what you don't like.
The Skyrocket, I don't really like that because it goes too high up and I don't really like heights. So.
I'm not fun. Will you go on things like the Thunderbolt or
yes.
the Racer? Yeah, I don't like ones that go up super high or ones that go upside down. That's one of my, if it goes upside down, I'm not doing it. I read today in the newspaper, Noah's Ark. Do you like Noah's Ark?
Yes.
That it's only one of a handful of fun houses left in the entire country that
yeah.
are like that. There used to be a few dozen,
yes.
but they're all gone at this point. What do you like to eat when you go there?
I usually get everything there, like funnel cakes, the cheese fries and stuff like that.
Oh, now I'm suddenly hungry and thinking about that. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you graduate?
I like science and biology and stuff like that. I would like to try to do something with that.
That's very good. You must have a good teacher yes, in that area. Too. Did you have biology this past year?
Yes.
Did you have to dissect anything?
No, that's not till senior year.
That kind of turned me off of biology, I think, for the rest of my life. After, I think we had a frog and a pig, a little baby pig. A former baby pig. It's got to be pretty cool having somebody in your life like Kevin, I would imagine. Do you guys talk about much? Or?
Yes, we do. And it is cool having someone like him in my life.
Yeah. What are you, like, what are some of the things you're able to do? I guess I'm wondering about the difference that it makes to have somebody like Kevin around.
It's just like a positive figure in your life, kind of. Because, like, my dad wasn't around, so it's good to have somebody like Kevin.
That's great. So having somebody, you know, you can rely on and who's always there has got to be a pretty good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll bet he keeps you grounded, too, I would imagine, right?
Oh, definitely. It's like I said, it's cool to be hanging out with somebody of a different age and a different background. But he also teaches me a lot about things like Snapchat and other things that I don't know much about that he's way more hip to.
I'll bet. You're probably not on Facebook, I would guess.
I use Facebook.
Do you? Okay.
Yes.
Because I know most teens I talk to, I'd say about half of them do Facebook. Most do Instagram these days.
Yes.
How about Tumblr?
No, I don't use that.
No, okay.
Yeah.
But Snapchat is not one that I use at all. And maybe we need Antonio to do our social media here. Well, I mentioned before the Mentor 2.0 program is one thing that's taking place, and you can get involved. Pittsburgh Brashear is the main school for that. Cheryl, do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this will be our fourth year at Brashear, so we will have a program in every year. So what it basically is it's a different version than what Kevin and Antonio do, which is they meet on twice a month, whatever, on the community on their own. This time it's the Mentor 2.0 program is an internet-based program where there's a secure platform that the bigs and little, or the mentors and mentees, work on kind of the soft skills that high school students need to plot their way to become successful to get to college. So they have a class that they work on things together, and then their mentor emails them throughout the month, and then they meet once a month at Brashear for face-to-face relationship building part of it. So it's been really successful. So this year we'll have our seniors, so we're hoping to graduate a class of about 40 or 50 from there, so it'll be great. But every year we need anywhere from 60 to 100 new volunteers each new class. So we are definitely in need of, at this point, I think 50 mentors for the ninth graders, and particularly we need a lot more men. We always need men, whether it be community-based or site-based, we need more men to volunteer. So,
what are the qualifications?
For Mentor 2.0, you have to be a college graduate, and you just have to be able to have the time to email, so you can do it anytime. You could do it at midnight, you can do it before you start your day at work. You just email based on a curriculum to your student, and then once a month you meet at Brashear High School from like 5 to 7.
Well, that sounds great. So since it's email, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be in real time.
Correct.
Although I'm sure you could text if that's
nope.
Nope. Okay, I'm glad I asked that.
No, it's pretty much just on the email platform.
Okay, so that allows everything to be mm-hmm. sort of...
It's monitored by us.
I was going to
mm-hmm.
say to be monitored. Yep. That makes total sense. But one thing I really like about that is, you know, a student could send you an email, at 8 in the morning or 7 in the morning before her school day starts, and then you could answer that person at a time that's more convenient to you.
Yeah, it's the most flexible program that we have, and it's really, we were, as an agency, we're skeptical about it being email-based because Big Brothers is all about relationships, but I have watched it for the last 3 years, and it's those relationships are growing just like our community-based relationships are growing. So
about it. Do you think you might get on to other schools eventually?
Yes, that's the plan.
Yeah, Pittsburgh-Brashear is a great place to start. A lot of students from other countries are attending Pittsburgh-Brashear too. So can you guys, we just have a few moments left, but I'm curious, turning back to Kevin and Antonio, have you guys had some, like, times that were just, like, totally surprising to you, going places that you didn't expect to go to, or just having an unusually great time?
I would say the first time Antonio had a fajita, was he was pretty excited about that one when it came out sizzling, and he said, "What the heck is this?" I'm pretty sure it's one of his favorites now. So that was an unexpected good time.
You and me both. I would imagine with Kevin, food is a big part of what you're doing, given his family.
Yeah.
Do you like to cook at all?
Yes.
What do you make?
Anything my mom teaches me. So I make, like, everything, really.
Excellent. Well, I have a couple things for you here. This is a pass to the Children's Museum. And I know, Antonio, you're getting a little old for the museum. Although, Make Shop, which is right where you enter, actually has stuff for older folks, including 3D printing and circuit boards, depending on what they have, what activities they have. They have some things for some older students, for teens. And we also have our official radio patches. I wonder if I could get Kevin to give me one of those nice microphone patches.
I could see what I could do. Yeah. Just right down the road from us.
Kevin, at the restaurant his family owns, I don't know if your waitstaff is still using those or not, but
Yeah, we still have them.
For a while, they had these nice old school microphone patches that I thought were great. And I'm really happy that your family brought that place back to life, because of the history there has been incredible. And that's over at the James Street Gastropub. So when school start, Antonio?
The 23rd.
Wow. You've got not too much time left. It seems like summer just started. Do you have any plans between now and then? Anything special?
I'm supposed to go to Philadelphia, but I don't know if I'll go, so...
Have you been there before?
Yes. I used to go there every year when I was younger.
There's a lot to see there and a lot to do. Well, thank you, all three of you, for being here. And Cheryl, Big Brothers, Big Sisters is always looking for bigs and littles. You can always accommodate more folks.
For sure.
And BBBS. I always say Pittsburgh, but I think you can even do PGH. BBBSPGH.org. Mm-hmm. They both work, but less typing. BBBSPGH.org. Anything else any of you want to say?
Actually, I do have an announcement here for today. For anybody looking to do anything on the north side, we have the first Northside Chalk Walk. It's a family-friendly event that goes today until about 7 o'clock is the family-friendly aspect. There's about 7 or 8 locations that will be providing sidewalk chalk, and we're inviting everybody to walk around town creating their own art while going into different venues. There'll be food trucks, ice cream trucks, art vendors, glass blowing, henna, face painting, all sorts of different things in the James Street parking lot today, and it's all totally free.
How nice.
Yeah.
That almost makes, well, does make me want to come.
We will have the oysters there for you, so come on over.
You could ride on the sidewalk and have a lot of fun. So that's going to start at noon?
Noon today, yes.
Until 7 o'clock, and it's great to make it all one north side.
Yeah.
Anything else you wanted to mention, Antonio?
Not really.
Thanks, thanks for being here, all of you, today, and best of luck. Again, it's bbbspgh.org. Cheryl, Kevin, and Antonio, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.